Hello, I'm Kate Collin and this is 6 Minute English. Today I'm joined by Jackie Dalton. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Kate.
As you may know, yesterday, April the 1st, was April Fool's Day.
Well, to be honest, I completely forgot until I was caught out, that is.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, my flatmate changed my clock, so I ended up getting up a whole hour earlier than I needed to. And only realised just before I was about to leave the house and I heard the time on the radio. I felt quite silly.
Oh dear, but at least you were nice and early for work. I bet you'd have preferred an extra hour in bed, though.
I would have, yes.
Well, April Fool's Day is the one day of the year when we're allowed to have some fun and play a few jokes on our friends and colleagues. Newspapers, radio stations and even large companies have their share of fun as well. But before we go any further, here's my question for this week.
Okay.
In the UK, on April Fool's Day, we're traditionally allowed to play jokes on people until what time? Is it A, midnight, B, midday, or C, 4 o'clock?
I'm almost certain it's midday.
OK, well, we'll see if you answered correctly at the end of the programme. Next, we're going to hear from our colleague, Carrie, as she tells us what usually happens on April Fool's Day. See if you can hear how she describes the jokes that are played on people.
It's usually people playing practical jokes on other people. So if somebody makes somebody else look rather silly by telling them something that isn't true, by playing a practical joke on them.
She calls the jokes practical jokes, and these are when you play a trick on someone or do something to make them look silly. So the joke my flatmate played on me was an excellent example of a practical joke. I'll get her back next year, though.
Another expression which has a similar meaning to practical joke is hoax. A hoax is when people are deceived into thinking something false, and it's usually on a larger scale than a practical joke involving many people. A media hoax is when people in charge of the media, so that's TV, radio, newspapers and online, play a trick on their audience. Listen to what Carrie says about hoaxes. What does she think is the problem with media hoaxes?
The media have a lot of hoaxes, so you can pick up a newspaper on April Fool's Day and there'll be a story in it that you know is a media hoax and it's clearly not true. Or not, as the case may be. I think the trouble is now that you pick up a newspaper on the 1st of April and you look through and try and find the spoof story, and quite often you'll pick something that maybe isn't a spoof story at all. It really is a genuine story.
Carrie says that the trouble with media hoaxes is that now we all expect that there's going to be one, and often we'll see a story and we think it's a hoax when actually it's true.
We also heard the expression spoof story. What does this mean?
A spoof story is a kind of practical joke or hoax, and it's a story that's not true, presented in a style that makes it look like it's really true. So an example of a spoof story would be a newspaper article saying that Elvis Presley has been seen walking down the streets of London when in fact he's been dead for many years.
Yes, and it can be easy to be taken in by these kind of stories. Taken in by is a phrasal verb we use when we believe something that isn't true. Another way of describing someone who is easily taken in by things is to say they're gullible. A gullible person will believe most things you tell them, no matter how unlikely they are to be true. There have been plenty of other media hoaxes and spoof stories, and many gullible people have been taken in over the years. Back to Carrie.
I think probably the most famous media hoax is actually a BBC hoax, which I think happened in the 1950s, when a very well-respected news programme called Panorama ran a story about spaghetti trees, and how I think it was the Swiss were harvesting a bumper crop of spaghetti, and they had film clips of people picking spaghetti off trees, and it's still probably the most famous, certainly in the UK, the most famous media hoax.
So many people were taken in by that practical joke that a large number of people contacted the BBC wanting to know how to cultivate their own spaghetti trees. Unsurprisingly, as Carrie said, even after 50 years, it remains one of the most successful TV hoaxes of all time.
And the BBC have been quite naughty pranksters in the past. A prankster is someone who plays tricks or pranks on someone else. And in 1965, the BBC told the public that they were broadcasting smells through the airwaves so that if they sniffed their radios, they would be able to get smells sent over from the BBC. And many viewers actually contacted the BBC to say they could indeed smell things coming through their radio.
I bet they felt very silly after they realised it was just an April Fool. It's amazing what some people will believe. Let's have a quick look over the vocabulary we came across today. We had practical joke, which is a type of joke which is played at someone else's expense.
We had a hoax, which is to trick people into believing something that's not true, usually on a larger scale. Spoof story, which is a story that's not true, presented as if it were true.
Taken in by is to believe something that isn't true.
Gullible describes someone who believes things easily, even if it's obvious that they're not true.
And prank is a type of practical joke. Now, lastly, to the question I asked you earlier. In the UK, on April Fool's Day, we're allowed to play jokes on people until what time?
I said midday.
And you were correct. Traditionally in England, the jokes will only last until noon, midday. But elsewhere, such as in Ireland, France and the USA, the jokes can last all day. Unlucky for them. That's all we have time for today. Until next week.
Goodbye.